You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to a special bonus episode of our podcast Spotlight On, because I need to tell you about the new production of Animal Farm that's on at the Nottingham Theatre Royal this week. Because, to put it simply, this is a sheer spectacular feat of theatrical brilliance, and I know you're going to love it. So let's start at the beginning. Animal Farm is the world-famous story by George Orwell that follows a group of farm animals who rebel against their human farmer with the aim of creating a new society where all of the animals can be free, equal, and happy. They hold a revolution and take down their farmer, but ultimately, and slight spoiler here, the rebellion is eventually betrayed and the farm ends up in pretty much the same state it was in before, but this time under the dictatorship of a pig called Napoleon. It's the sort of story that you probably read in school, as it's meant to reflect the events that led up to the real-life Russian Revolution and then on into the Soviet Union under Stalin. And so it's a fan favourite of teachers everywhere. And as kind of a direct result of that, it's probably the sort of thing you hear about and go, ugh, we read that in school, it's going to be really boring. Well, let me tell you, here and now, this production is the furthest thing from boring that you can possibly imagine. In fact, it is genuinely spectacular. So this version of Animal Farm has been adapted and directed by Robert Icke and is a children's theatre partnership production in association with Birmingham Rep. And all of the animals are actually portrayed by puppets. If you follow the link that's here in the post, you'll be able to see some of the production shots of the show and get a taste of what the puppets are like, because they are so impressive. They've been designed by Toby Ollier, who also worked on things like War Horse and The Grinning Man, and so you can already expect great things because of his involvement. But even then, the puppetry surpasses any expectations you might have. The way the animals move, the way that they're acted, it's so incredible and innovative. And as a side note, as someone who loves theatre like this with puppets, one of the really interesting decisions I thought was that they don't have the puppeteers performing the lines of the play. I mean, on the one hand, I know that they've already got enough to do with moving the puppets around, but it also meant that you fully bought into the animal puppets as the characters. Like, yes, you can and absolutely should still pay attention to the puppeteers. I mean, you have to. They are incredible at what they do and deserve all of the respect and acclaim in the world. But when it comes to the characters acting and delivering their lines, you can invest wholly in the puppet rather than the person speaking, if that makes any sense. It's a bit of a weird one to describe, I realise, but as someone who enjoys watching this particular kind of theatrical performance, especially when there is this necessary suspension of disbelief, which is so unique to theatre anyway, I just feel like it's so exciting getting to see how puppets are used on stage in relation to real life people. And the way that Animal Farm does it is just so seamless and clever. I mean, from beginning to end, clever is a word that applies to this show in abundance. Not only do you have these incredible puppets, but the use of stage design and sound and lighting is so ingenious and so effective. It's like every single second matters. There is no weak link in it at all, and every moment is used to the utmost effect. Like, for instance, every now and then there are moments of slow motion or perspective change. Like, one of my favourite bits is when Snowball the pig is being chased by dogs, and it swaps from life-size puppets that we're used to smaller handheld ones, to show the sort of ebb and flow of this really high-stakes, long, ongoing scene as the dogs close in, and then they fall back, and then ultimately they all turn to face the audience and the smaller puppets fall away, and we're back to the larger version of Snowball, who appears from the back of the stage as if he's been running for his life. And then there's also this little screen at the top of the stage that not only shows the passage of time, but it also lists all the characters who die in the show. So there'll be this haunting toll of a bell, and then it'll come up with the name, breed, and age of the animal, and then the cause of death as well. Like, I cannot do it justice in words or on radio. It is something that needs to be seen and experienced. It's so dynamic, so visceral, so effective. It's just genius. And in terms of the cleverness as well, I have to credit Robert Icke for his adaptation and the way he has so seamlessly blended the original material and basically modern day politics. Yes, the story is an allegory of Stalinist Russia, but the way that it's set up and the way that the pigs begin to conduct themselves in relation to the other animals around them, it feels incredibly relevant to today's political situation. You know, there are references to things like taking back control and the way in which history and events were constantly being rewritten by Squealer really had a vibe of like the ongoing Partygate situation and things like that, while still also maintaining the original source material too. I mean, to be fair, that probably says more about the political situation in this country and the wider world at the moment more than anything else, but there you go. I guess at its heart, though, you cannot and should not escape the politics of Animal Farm, and this particular production captures it in such a poignant, relevant, dynamic way. And I think it's also a thing that would serve well as a good introduction to Animal Farm. They certainly don't shy away from some of the darker, more violent themes, but the show is pitched as being suitable for 11-year-olds plus, and I do think it's an ideal choice of show for families, particularly now that we're into the Easter holidays. I imagine that in term time there's plenty of school trips going, and I'm really pleased about that fact because it's a show and a story that I think as many people should experience as possible, and this particular production by Robert Icke and the Children's Theatre Partnership is far and away one of the best versions I've ever seen of it. No, in fact, I'm going to go as far to say that it's the best version I've seen of it. It's just spectacular. So if you want to see Animal Farm for yourself, it's at the Nottingham Theatre Royal until Saturday the 9th of April. The tour does then continue after that, so you'll have the opportunity to see it elsewhere, even if you can't make it here in Nottingham. But if you follow the link in the post here, then you'll be able to find all the relevant dates and venues to book tickets. I genuinely cannot recommend this show highly enough, though, with my words and with my voice. It really is something that needs to be seen live, so please do not miss out on it. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. Of course, I'll be back again next week with a brand new Spotlight On episode. The next one in the series will be running through the latest news from the Olivier Awards after the ceremony happens this Sunday, so do make sure you check back here for more on that. You can also follow us on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to make sure you don't miss out on a single theatre moment. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.